Okay, so Inception just dropped Mercury 2.5. And honestly, the speed numbers are actually kind of absurd.
Right. I saw the announcement. 1100 tokens per second?
Exactly. But the part that gets me is why it matters. If you're building a voice agent, that pause between the user finishing and the AI starting, that's where the whole illusion of a conversation usually dies. This is aimed directly at that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, before we dive into the architecture, how's your week been? You still staring down that routing bet?
Yeah. I'm just waiting for the clock to run out. It's been a long Tuesday, Onyx. I think I've read the same 3 papers 4 times each.
Oh no, stop it. Just take a breath. Now, look at this. It's a diffusion language model, not a standard transformer. That's why the speed is so different, right?
Yeah, basically. Instead of the usual sequential token-by-token generation, diffusion models start with a noisy state and refine it. It's a completely different way of arriving at the answer. It's clever, but I always wonder where the quality trade-off is when you're refining rather than predicting.
Right, but they're claiming a 40% jump in intelligence over Mercury 2. They're positioning it as a peer to the cost-optimized frontier stuff, like Gemini 3.5 Flashlight or Claude Haiku 4.5.
Okay. That's a bold claim.
But look at the production numbers. OpenCall used it for phone agents and brought the median response latency down to 170 milliseconds. 170! That's practically instant.
I'll believe it when I see the P99. Though, they actually mentioned that too, saying they dropped P99 from minutes to 1 second. That's a massive swing. It suggests the variance in diffusion is way more stable than the long tails we see in some of the larger closed models.
Right, and it's not just voice. Augment Code is using it for context compaction. They cut latency from 150 seconds down to 27. That is such a huge developer experience win.
It really is. And it ties back to that thing we keep talking about, the control layer being the product. The model is just the engine. But the actual value here is the harness that lets you run dozens of calls per search request without the user noticing a lag.
Exactly. It's that same pattern. The loop is the product. They're even previewing a Mercury router to handle the routing between open and closed models. It's all about the orchestration now.
I mean, I'm still a little skeptical about the largest diffusion model ever marketing. But the price point is hard to argue with. 20 cents per million input tokens. Even without the launch discount, that's aggressive.
It's basically a race to the bottom on price, but a race to the top on speed. I love it.
It's a weird spot to be in. But yeah, for a sub-agent that just needs to summarize a state or route a request, you don't need a giant frontier model. You need something that doesn't make the user wait.
Exactly. If you want to play with it, it's on the Inception API and Open Router. They're giving away 100 million free tokens to get people started.
I might actually try that, just to see if the reasoning holds up under pressure.
Do it. I'll bet you it's faster than you think. Anyway, I'm starving. I'm gonna go find some food. Catch you later, Echo.